One of the interesting questions that gets asked every so often, and one which is not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch, yet a well-known Isser that is often asked about, is the Isser found in yesterday's Parshas HaShavua that we refer to colloquially as the Isser of Bal Tashchis, of not destroying a fruit-bearing tree. The Psukim speak of, in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Yutes, when you lay siege to a city, Lo sashchis es etsa, lendoach alav garzen, don't destroy the trees to chop them down. Ki mimenu sochal, because you eat from them, ve'oso lo sichros, and you may not cut them down. Sefer Chinuch writes that the basis for this issur is that the Torah is trying to prevent us from developing destructive habits. Nachik mikol davar ra, mikol davar hashchasa. And in fact, the Ramban in his Asagas to Sefer HaMitzvos writes remarkably that if one does cut down a fruit tree, not only are you in violation of an isser lav of lo sashchis es etza, but you're also in violation of a mitzvah saseh. Because the pasuk says, ki mimenu sochel. You're supposed to eat from it. Don't chop it down. So chopping it down is one isser. But in addition to that, you're also violating this a mitzvah saseh to bedavka eat from the fruit trees. So a double isser, if you will, when one chops down a fruit tree. Now, of course, the question often is raised when somebody wants to, for example, in one's backyard, there is a fruit tree growing. One recent child that I was asked, it was making a mess on the lawn in the backyard because all the berries are falling off. Or somebody wants to expand his home, extend back a little bit, fruit tree in the way. Or there is a fruit tree that is blocking your window, making a mess, blocking your view. Under what circumstances, if any, is one allowed to cut down such a fruit tree? Not an uncommon shaila, but like I said, the Taz is bothered. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't even quote it. The Taz makes reference to this Isser in Yerodeh and Siman Kuf Tes Zayin, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about the Isser Sakana involved with drinking liquids left uncovered or other sorts of Isurim that relate to Sakana. And it's there that the Taz says, I have no idea why the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch don't even quote the Isser of chopping down a fruit tree. And he, the Taz that is, points us to the source for this Isser, not just in the Chumash, as we just mentioned, in Parshas Shoftim, but the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Tzadi Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara there tells us, Amar Rav, Dikla Dita'an Kaba Aser L'miktzitze. If one has a palm tree that is producing a kav of dates, aser to chop it down. The Gemara then adds that when it comes to olives, which are more valuable, more chashev than dates, even a quarter of a kav, even a smaller amount of fruit, on such a tree is forbidden to chop down. And then the Gemara adds, and this is a important, significant line, Rabbi Chanina says, Lo shachiv shivchas beri el dekot te'enasa belozmana. Rabbi Chanina says, my son Shivchas only died because he chopped down a fig tree. Meaning, there is a apparently, a very serious consequence for chopping down a fruit tree. Lo shachiv shivchas bari, my son shivchas only died, el dekatz te'enasa belozmana, for cutting down a fig tree when he shouldn't have. So says Rabbi Chanina. And the Gemara then, however, gives us a couple of heterim. The Gemara then says, Om Ravina, im haya me'ula bedamim, mutter, which means, says Rashi, if there is more value to that which you will construct through binyan by cutting down the tree over than that which you will profit from keeping the fruits, that's one heter. Im haya me'ula bedamim mutter. If there is more value to the binyan that you will construct over the profit that you will remain, that you will keep from the fruits, that's one heter. And then the Gemara cites on Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph two other heterim. When the date tree, the Gemara says, is growing amongst the vines, the grapes, and it's weakening the grapes that you're producing, So that also is grounds to remove the date tree to prevent added hefsid to one's gifanim, to one's vines. Okay, so those are a couple of heterim mentioned by the Gemara, Daf Sari Aleph, Daf Sari Beis. But now moving on to a little bit more halacha lemaisa applications. So this is the basis for the Isser, Gemara Bava Kama, Pasuk and Parsha Shoftim. The Taz in Simin Kuftes Zion, as we mentioned before, cites a famous heter in the name of the Rosh as follows. The Taz says, quoting the Rosh, Im hayat sarich limkomo mutter. If you need the place, the location that the tree is occupying, then you're allowed to remove the tree. So the Taz, after quoting the Gemara we just mentioned, the Isser to cut down the tree, the fact that Rav Chanina attributed his son's death prematurely to cutting down a fruit tree, the heter to remove a palm tree if it's growing amongst the vines and it's ruining the produce of the vines. And I should add that the Gemara there says because the vines, the grapes, are more valuable than the dates. So because you're trying to save the grapes that are more valuable than the dates, you can remove the date tree. You can uproot that palm tree. So then there, again, the Taz quotes the Rosh, Dechein and so too, M'hayit Tzarech L'mekom Mutter. If one needs the place where the palm tree, where the fruit tree is, you're allowed to uproot it. And the Taz says, I pask in the Lach L'maisa, he writes. Someone who had property with fruit tree, I allowed him to cut down the trees, despite the fact that it had fruits on them, Kedei Livnos Beis Dira Aleha, in order to build a home on the spot where the trees were. So Taz says, I pask in the Lach L'maisa. Somebody had fruit trees growing on his property. I allowed him to cut down those fruit trees in order to build a base dira. Now, the question becomes, how does one apply that heter of the Taz of the Rush to build a base dira? So, the Taz says, I allowed someone to cut down fruit trees to build a base dira. What does that mean? So, the Chavos Yaron is Shuvas and Simon Kuftzadi Hay writes, he's discussing a shaila of someone who had a fruit tree that was blocking the light from entering his window. So the Chavos Yaron says in that discussion that when the Rosh allows you to cut down a fruit tree to use the makom where the fruit tree is growing, that means you need to build something there that is necessary for you. But if it's not just that it's necessary for you, it's just when you want added yard space, says the Chavos Yaron. You want added recreational space to walk around in the backyard. That's not enough of a heter. He says, a rush means you need to cut down the fruit tree because you need to build something that's really necessary. Not just added recreational l'tzorch tiyul, l'harchiv chatzero. That's not enough of a heter, says the Chavos Yaron. The Chavos Yaron there writes, he says, if you can fix the problem by trimming the branches every few years, that's better than chopping down the tree altogether. That's in his discussion of the fruit tree blocking one's light coming in through one's window. Better, he says, to trim the branches every few years rather than to cut down the tree entirely. What is, however, very concerning for some poskim is the following. We mentioned before that Chanina in the Gemara Bava Kama says that he attributed the death of his son to the cutting down of a fig tree. So Yaakov Emdin in his Shelos Yavetz, Chelek Alf Siman Ayin Vav writes, he says, even when there's a heter medina, he says, to cut down a fruit tree, we quoted the Rush, for example, Letzarech Makomo, Livnos Beis Dira. That's okay. Says Reb Yaakov Emdin, he argues that even when it's Mutter Medina to cut down a fruit tree, and there's no Isser of Baal Tashchis, there still is a concern of Sakana. And that's a big Chiddush. His argument is, Reb Chanina says, my son died because he cut down a fruit tree. His son didn't know the halacha. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Chanina's son didn't know you can't cut down a fruit tree. What's the chiddush there? How could he say that? So Yaakov Emdin argues, he knew that there's an isser. He knew there was a heter. He cut down the tree because there was a heter. And even so, Chanina's saying, there might not have been an isser, but there's still a sakana involved. So Yaakov Emdin says in his tshuvas that even when there's a heter medina, there still is a sakana. And that's a very, very concerning, if you will, argument, because then how do you ever pass in such a shayla? You can look for all the heterim in the world, but if you're back of Emden says it's still a sakana, it's still a sakana. So what are you supposed to do? In fact, if Tzvi Pesach Frank and his Chuvas and Aruch Chaim, Chelek Beis, Simon Kuf Beis, discussing maybe even more common shayla. Someone has to cut down a fruit tree to make room for his sukkah. Sarach Makomo, to make room for his sukkah. So Tzibi HaZachbank, after discussing a couple of heterim, among them the fact that Letzorach Mekomo, Letzorach Mitzvah, there's grounds to be matir, he says at the end of the day, he still says, Im Efshe Liktzotz Ayegei Alidei Goy Matov. Don't do it yourself. Ask your gardener, the non-Jewish gardener, to do it, the non-Jewish landscaper. Ayegei Goy, why put yourself in a scenario where Yaakov Emden is going to tell you there's a sakana involved? So if you can have your non-Jewish landscaper do it for you, that's what he recommends. He says you should state beferish that you don't want him to be your shliach. Kind of like, you know, give it over to somebody else, but not b'shlichuso, because why should you put yourself at risk, according to Yaakov Emden, that even when there's a hetel, tzorach makomo, that there still might be a sakana involved. And I've heard very renowned poskim, contemporary poskim, when I asked them shilas about such fruit tree shilas, one particular posik said to me, I paskin for people, not for trees. He didn't want to get involved. He was too concerned about this sakana shila. Because he knows, I can tell you all the term there are, but if there's a sakana that I can't assess, I don't want to, this is what he was trying to say to me, I don't want to be the one to give you a go-ahead to do something which Yaakov Emden says is still a chash sakana. So that's why Tzvi Pesachank also, when he has a heter, still says, Im ef shaliktzotz al yidei goy matov. So says Tzvi Pesachank. Mitzat sheni, Rav Avadya Yosef in his Yabi Omer, Chelek Hey, quotes a whole list of achronim who reject the shelos yavetz's chumra altogether. Now there's Rav Yaakov Emden who says that even when there's a heter, because Letzorach Mekomo, there's still a chash sakana, Rav Avadya says that's not correct. And he quotes, among others, the Chidah, and the Chikrei Lev, and the Binyan Sion, and the Beis Shlomo, and the Net HaSorek, and he quotes a whole list of achronim. All reject that concern of Yaakov Emden that there's a sakana involved. And he says very simply, he says, how can it be that the Rishonim, such as the Rush and others, will tell you that if you need the place where the tree is situated to build your base here, it's mutter. But they don't mind sakana. They're telling you to do that which is mesukin. How could that be? It doesn't sound right. If the Rishonim say that it's mutter to cut down a tree because you need the place to build your base dira there, it can't be there's any sakana. So Rav Avadya concludes, he says, that the ikur is like the Taz and the Achronim, that when there is a tzorach makomo need to cut down a fruit tree, again, once you know how to define tzorach makomo, to build a base dira, but not just for added luxury recreation, if there's a tzorach makomo need to build the fruit, to knock down the fruit tree, Rav Avadya paskins, we're not choshish for Yaakov Emden, there's no sakana, and if it's mutter, and nothing more to be worried about.